often there would be dogfights or above us by aircraft in the air, and they would obviously, all the ordnance that they used, firing machine guns or cannons or whatever, their spent shells or whatever fell to the ground and would be picked up by the boys. And of course, there became a sort of a boys collected shrapnel, because this was a collectible item, and there were swapsies and such going on with shrapnel. And I do recall on one occasion when I was at Fawley School, we were all this the air raid siren went, and we all rushing across to the air raid shelters, and there were purpose-built air raid shelters on the opposite side of the road to Fawley School, which is now Esso property, and where all the children ran to hide in the air raid shelters. And on our exit from the school to the air raid shelter, shrapnel actually fell in the school playing field, and there was one boy that stopped to pick it all up, and it was still warm, I recall. But that was great excitement for children, in a sense. Although we were in mortal danger, it was all incorporated into the play of the time, because being children, we weren't really, I suppose, fully aware of the danger that we were in.